Joining us this morning, the director of our Agency on Aging, Carla Diamond.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Always a pleasure to have you. And since we're about to start the month of May, Older Americans Month.
It is. It is Older Americans Month. We celebrate it all month not long. And the theme this year is Powered by Connection. And so I probably don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Connectedness is just vital to combating isolation and loneliness and fostering a sense of purpose and promoting to staying active and engaging in healthy habits. So we will be promoting all those things this month. We'll have a feature display in the South Campus building, but also on other meal sites at the senior centers across the valley. So we'll be sharing information about mental, physical, and emotional health benefits of social connection. And we'd like people's input on a couple of questions so that we can share that at the end of the month.
Okay, will you share the questions with us now?
Yeah, let's people can start thinking about them now, and then we'll have boxes and come in and write your answers to the questions and put them in the box. So the first one is, as an older adult, what are your sources of inspiration? And then the second one, as an older adult, what does connection mean to you?
Okay. You know, I like the term older Americans.
Me too.
I always thought Senior Centerson was great, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s, even 50s. But now that I'm in my 70s, I don't want to be a senior citizen. I want to just be an older American.
Yeah, there's certain connotations with the words and phrases that we use. And we want to foster a sense of honoring one another and honoring older Americans and what they've been through, what their experiences are, and advice, and to help keep fueling all the positive things about connection in particular.
I don't know anybody who really figured they'd ever be as old as they are.
That's what I hear all the time. It's just a number, but inside, I still feel 25.
yeah, it really is. And if you're thinking like that, and I still think the biggest challenge for us as we get older is staying relevant.
Right. Yes.
And fighting people who try to make us irrelevant.
Right. That we all have an importance. We all have something to bring, no matter what.
Yeah.
Every day of our life.
Yeah. So, Older Americans Month, let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate it and come celebrate it with us and come provide your input. And, of course, it's also a great opportunity to see what's happening at your local senior center, whether that's Big Fork, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, Whitefish, and, the exercises and the classes and the card tournaments and the bingo and the social dining and volunteering, all those things. It's a really great opportunity.
Well, it's those connections that you talked about earlier that keep us relevant.
Yes. I love that word, relevant.
Yep. Another one of those words. Okay. You know, one of the things we have to talk about, though, when we're talking about getting older, is the ability to do the things that we've always been accustomed to doing. And the other part of it is dementia. Boy, I tell you, when that hits, boy, that hits everybody.
It does. The statistics show that, with the rise of dementia and other forms of dementia and Alzheimer's, that every person will be impacted in some way. And so that aspect of what is the resource, what are the resources out there, what we can do for prevention. And so we have at the Agency on Aging, we have a resource room with a lot of information about, especially thinking about it as a caregiver, or maybe, you have an early diagnosis and you don't know where to start. And actually 50% of people in Montana that are experiencing some sort of cognitive decline have not gone to their doctor and are not addressing it, 50%. And on the one hand, that makes sense because it's scary and we don't really want to, acknowledge that.
But how do we know?
How do you know?
Yeah.
There are so many resources out there. I could start spitting them off, but honestly, we have pamphlets for that. You can go on to alzheimersassociation.org. I always like to say, too, that they have a 24/7 helpline. You could call anytime. But there are ways to kind of, think through what is normal aging and then what are signs of actual cognitive decline. And so that information is out there, what starts to feel abnormal, and to start talking about that with your doctor, you know, as soon as possible, and take kind of the bull by the horns and have more control with what your future is going to look like. And one of the things that is that I saw my family go through when my grandma had dementia, they activated the team. You know, you've got to think about how do we handle this as a family? How do we handle this as a community? And the Agency on Aging, we can be one member of that team, but you do need a team. And thinking through who's going to be there on a day-to-day basis, and the finances, and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Got to be careful, I think, though, when you start worrying too much about losing your memory. I'm not sure I could pass that memory, that cognitive test that's out there. I'm not sure the difference between the rhinoceros and the other animal. I don't think I could identify that, yet I don't think that I'm having any problems with that.
Right. So I think that that's part of the challenge, is identifying what is normal, yeah, and what is actual decline. And your primary care physician can help you kind of start thinking through that.
Yeah, I think what Dr. Hoyne said is, you know, it's one thing to forget where you put your keys. It's quite another thing to forget that you have a car.
Right. And where you're mm-hmm. going when you got in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do forget what I went in the kitchen for. But then I improvise.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, we live in a pretty distracted world right now. There's so much input all of the time.
Yeah.
just kind of thinking through that. But mm-hmm. but we do want to make sure the community knows that as the Agency on Aging, we want to be part of that team. And you know, what is respite, and thinking through having a break and refresh if you're a family caregiver. And we do provide in-home care respite. Right now, our services are maxed out, but that doesn't mean there aren't services still in the community that you can access and add as part of your team.
Okay. Now, the other thing that we had quite a discussion about the other day is Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, it just can't seem to go away. It's such a great program.
It's our flagship program. It's what we're most known for. And I think a big reason for that is because it makes such a big difference. It's a program that is focused on those who are most vulnerable, those who can't, you know, they're homebound, not able to drive, often not able to make meals for themselves, and often quite isolated, and maybe not, they don't have the same social networks that other older folks do. And so our Meals on Wheels program delivers a hot meal Monday through Friday for these people, and we completely, 100% rely on volunteers to make that program work.
Some of these volunteers do some pretty heroic things, too.
They really do. They are the ones to often, you know, call 911 if something seems amiss. We never drop a meal at a door. It's always a face-to-face connection. And so just in the last 2 months, we've had a couple of instances where that volunteer showed up, and there was no answer at the door, and there was actually, you know, they could hear cries for help, and that person had fallen sometime in between their visit from the day before. And so they always have their emergency contact available and let our site know after they call 911, and then they'll stay there.
My gosh, this person could have been down for a whole 24 hours.
Yes. That is true.
Wow. I trust everything came out okay.
Yeah. So we got a call from, I think it was a nurse at Logan, and thanking the volunteer. And a lot of times they like to remain anonymous, and I understand that. They don't think of themselves as heroes, but we think of them as heroes. And this last Saturday, annually at the Agency on Aging, we celebrate our volunteers, and we had a big luncheon, and we had about 80, 90 people come, and it was just a fabulous time to get together and celebrate what they do. And of course, they're busy, you know, they come in on, they're ready to get going on their route and deliver that hot meal. And this is that one time a year where they get to see, oh, there's the volunteers that are out in all the different sites and just sit and be served. We get to serve them and bring them their meal that's made specially for them. It's not on the menu. It's specifically made for them, and they get to visit, and we get to visit with them, and it was a really wonderful time.
How do you get to be a Meals on Wheels volunteer?
Well, give us a call, 758-5711. That's the number straight to our Meals on Wheels, our front desk, and we have staff that can help walk you through the process. What we require is that you have your own car, that you have a driver's license, that you have insurance. We'll do a background check on you. And then we have an orientation process. You get to do a ride along with a driver. We don't just throw you in and give you a map and give you a bunch of meals. There's a whole process, and you get to learn who those people are. And we can work with anyone's schedule, even if it's, you know, it's an hour and a half is what it takes, about an hour and a half to deliver a route. But, you know, if you could give one day out of a month, and that could be consistent for you, we can work with that. We also need backup drivers to learn those routes and then be on call. So we can be pretty flexible and work you in. And it's just about that time frame between 11 and 1.
One more thing before I let you go, since you got me talking about food and thinking about food. You guys serve meals at the Agency on Aging.
We do. So we have home-delivered meals, which is what we call Meals on Wheels, and then we have social dining. And at the South Campus building at 4011th Street, we have our dining room. And then there are meals. The dining is offered at senior centers in Big Fork, Whitefish, Columbia Falls, and Lakeside. So those are places you can go also to sit down and have a meal and visit with one another and bring whoever.
And be connected.
And be connected.
All right. That's the month. May, it's Older Americans Month. Let's get connected and stay that way.
I love that. Yes.
Carla Diamond, as always, thank you so much for all you, your staff, and volunteers do at the Agency on Aging.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it.